We, like the disciples coming to the tomb, might not fully understand, in part because we don't actually understand the scriptures all that well, and maybe it's because we haven't practiced the scriptures all that well. We're going to come to church and we're going to experience a little confusion. Why are we really celebrating all of this? Because oftentimes people will confuse Christian holidays with secular themes. Coming into the Easter season with an expectation that a rabbit is going to drop off something that looks like an egg. If that happens to you, do not eat it. Because that means you will just be simply drinking the Kool-Aid that this event is just a day to go to church and get dressed up and eat a baked ham. When in fact, this is something that is supposed to change your life forever. And I firmly believe that if you celebrated Good Friday well, you're gonna understand Easter Sunday better. But oftentimes, people don't want to carry their cross. They will abandon it because suffering is too hard. And therefore, we will never understand the full hope that comes from this day. And if you are wondering, why is this priest so amped up? It's because I gave up chocolate, and this morning I ate a lot of it. But that is not the meaning of Easter. If we honestly think that Easter is all about eating everything that you gave up, and not doing the things that you gave up, like, I don't know, you gave up swearing. Today doesn't mean you're allowed to start up again. Because again, if you celebrated Lent well, you're going to understand Easter better. Because this is all about not an old life, a returning to somehow the way things were. Like, for example, when Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead, it was a type of a resurrection, but Lazarus returned to his normal life. When Jesus raised this young girl, Jairus' daughter, from the dead, she got up and she lived her normal life. Different. Listen, we oftentimes hear about people rising from the dead. And it's not about the resurrection, it's a horror film. What's the difference between someone rising from the dead and the resurrection? It's clear. A zombie doesn't have a soul. In our own hope of the resurrection, our souls will be so animated. We're going to understand our souls so much better. It literally changes how we look on the outside. That's why when you hear the resurrection accounts, people aren't going to always fully recognize Jesus, because he doesn't come back as the same person. He comes back as how he's originally supposed to be seen and understood. I sometimes think that that's the struggle of our world today. We actually don't know who we are. We don't understand our own soul. And so we sometimes think we just have to change the way we are on the outside to fit what we think is on the inside. And if your inside self is not connected to Jesus Christ, then I can understand why our world is confused. We want to celebrate Easter, but we didn't understand Lent. Are you getting it here, people? Our job is to connect to Jesus Christ, who gives us our true identity. Easter is not about us returning to the old self, but remembering we are connected to Jesus Christ. He is the one who gives us new life. So let me give you at least four ways that you can experience new life, and it's going to hopefully be easy because it's going to be the words L-I-F-E. Because Easter, Christmas, all of our Catholic celebrations are pro-life. Thanks be to God, we're Catholic. L is going to stand for listen. Do you actually listen to Jesus every day? And people are like, I talk to Jesus. Well, how about just shutting the faith up and listening to him sometime? Because if we actually listen to Jesus, he'll start telling us a little bit more about who we are and what we're called to be. You're called to be saints. The world is telling you, you're just called to be rich or TikTok famous. And Jesus is saying, if that gives you life, he can't stop us because he gave us a life of freedom, which means not the ability to choose whatever he wants, because true freedom always chooses the good. That's what freedom means. I is going to stand for information. Why don't we actually put down our phones and pick up a Bible? Why don't we actually turn off the TVs, except for on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. on EWTN when you can watch my show? So, in that show, I just try to give people good information. Instead of clicking on any random video that pops up on your YouTube feed, why don't you go to YouTube and type The Father Leo Show? And then you'll get, hopefully, good information. In other words, in a world that is providing disinformation and pawning opinions and as facts, true life in Christ means we get the facts straight. We actually learn from Jesus and his church the information that gives us formation. The third maybe way we can practice Easter better is by being faithful. And faithful, you're like, all right, again, I'm here. Ain't that good enough? Well, I'm glad you're here for Easter Sunday. Are you also here for the confession times? Because true faithfulness doesn't mean you're perfect. True faithfulness means you're gonna mess up. But a faithful person gets up and tries again. That's called confession. When we actually practice our faith, we realize that this beautiful church is not a hotel for saints, but a hospital for sinners. And I can tell you, as a priest of 25 years, and Father Arnold and I are celebrating our 25th anniversary this year, we can tell you for sure, we are not perfect. We go to confession ourselves because we're trying to be faithful. And then the last maybe ingredient that can help us celebrate Easter is E, enthusiasm. It comes from the Greek words en, theos, which means in God. If you are in God, you too should be amped up, because you too should have eaten a lot of chocolate this morning. Enthusiastic people are not hyper. We are not cheerleaders. We are simply in God. And guess what God is? Pure life. And you know what that means? When you come in here, especially on this Easter morning, can you at least pretend like you care and pick up the book and sing the songs? Because oftentimes when I look out, and listen, I know it's early, we just look so lifeless. Because maybe we are not fully entheos. It's our objective, brothers and sisters, to remember that for the disciples, Easter was not simply about returning to their old way of life, but living a new life. For them, Easter wasn't simply a celebration. Remember, for the first Christians, it literally meant persecution. Because they had to go out and tell the world that Jesus was alive. And people didn't want to hear it because they just wanted to be comfortable in their life. Lent was a time to tell Jesus, I am not afraid to die with you. Easter is a time for us to say to Jesus, I am also not afraid to live for you.